uses them shit up to your neck.
Dominic's voice probably lacked conviction because the skinny guy had just plucked him from his brother's flank and carried him through a heavy crossfire as if he were dancing through a field of early summer dandelions. They were in the kitchen of the restaurant. The service staff had fled through their own exit, abandoning various boiling pots and flaming pans on the great gas stoves. The war continued to rage in the outer room. Remo had pushed a huge ice machine in front of the door to discourage any of the other mobsters from ducking for cover inside the kitchen. When they entered, he had placed Dominic's Colt automatic on a nearby stainless steel counter, agonizingly close to the mobster. The hoodlum eyed the weapon as he sized up Remo's lean frame.
Dominic Scubisi, you are in charge of enforcement for the Scubisi family.
What? You a lawyer?
In your capacity as enforcement arm, you took it upon yourself to rid the world of one Guillermo Murrieta.
He had it coming.
For crimes against the Scubisi family.
Yeah.
Dominic edged closer to the gun.
The specific crime involving Mr. Murrieta resulted in the death of one Tony Scubisi, your son.
He killed my boy.
Your boy, Mr. Scubisi, was 25 years old, a three-time loser who had just murdered a member of the Patriconi family and had run out into traffic between two parked cars as he was attempting to elude the police. He ran in front of the car operated by Mr. Murrieta.
He shouldn't have done what he done.
The gun was almost within reach.
He was only driving down the street.
Maybe he should have picked another street. You've gotta... Huh? Where'd you go?
Murrieta had five kids.
Dominic couldn't move. His spine had gone stiff as a board, and it felt as if someone was manipulating him from behind like a ventriloquist dummy. Gun still in hand, he felt himself being drawn to the stove.
What? It's my fault he don't know where the drugstore is!
They were at the stove now. A huge cauldron of spaghetti boiled for customers who had long since fled.
Dominic Scubisi, you have been found guilty of murder in the first degree. Do you have anything to say in your defense before this court passes sentence?
Eat shit!
Remo wrapped his fingers around Dominic's wrist. Though the man outweighed him by a good 100 pounds, he proceeded to force the hand into the pot of boiling pasta. It was a display of impossible strength, the impressiveness of which was completely lost on the mobster. After a second, Remo pulled the hand free. The gun had been dropped in the pot. Dominic was horrified to see that his skin had gone as scarlet as a cooked lobster. Blisters had already formed all around the palm and back of the hairy hand.
I'm gonna kill!
Dominic felt himself moving up in the air, very lightly. The pain in his hand was constant and fierce, but he couldn't help but watch in wonder as the filthy tiled ceiling of the kitchen grew closer. All at once, he felt himself turning in midair. Blinking in surprise, Dominic found a moment later that he was upside down and staring into the churning, roiling pot of pasta. Steam poured up around his ears, pasting his short black hair to his bullet head. He felt himself being lowered toward the pot. Utter panic struck him.
Hold it! Hold it! I know everything!
That seems unlikely. What's 6 times 7?
What?
See? You don't know everything.
The bubbling water came closer.
I'm trying to stay evidence! I'll give you my brother Anselmo on a silver platter! Just let me go!
The downward movement arrested. Bubbles of boiling water burst against Dominic's hair.
You want me to let you go?
Yeah, please!
Suit yourself.
None of the members of the Scubisi family had ever been very well supplied in the brain department, but in that infinitesimally brief instant before his scalp touched the water, Dominic Scubisi realized that he had misspoken. Before he could speak, before he could shout, before he could take back his ill-chosen words, gravity plunged Dominic's wrinkled head below the boiling water. Setting the timer on the back of the stove, Remo held Dominic in place for a good 5 minutes. The mobster had stopped wiggling in under a minute, just like a lobster. Once he was satisfied the man was done, Remo pulled him out of the water and dropped him back atop the stainless steel counter. The skin on Dominic Scubisi's head and neck was so bright it was nearly orange. Stringy bits of flesh hung off in reddish-white tatters.
You look done to me.
Milky, white eyes stared ceilingward with unseeing horror. For good measure, he pounded a large meat thermometer between Dominic's open white eyes.
Ooh, mobster head's trickier than I thought. You could have stood another minute or two. I'll have to remember that when it's time to parboil your brother.
Remo found his bag of rice on a table near the door. Scooping it up in his thick-wristed hand, he ducked out the emergency exit. The scent in the air gave promise of a beautiful day.